Well, good morning to everyone. Sat here just having my morning coffee and I've been busy reading comments. No sooner had I put the video up than some of the most interesting and extensive comments started flowing in. I seem to have touched a nerve. I don't really like that expression. I seem to have touched the consciousness of so many people. And it's no surprise to me that most of these people are women, because the energy that is within us is a very deep, heart-driven, earth-based energy. We feel things, we sense things. I used to remark that about my mother, and my father often remarked on that. He often said things like, "Oh, your mother just knows things," and she, you know, she. He said a lot more than that, but he was aware of it. And my brothers were all very aware of it. So to read the comments, and they were so openly expressed, it seemed that whatever people had to say was very openly expressed. There was no sort of beating around the bush. People just spoke from their hearts. So therefore, the comments are very, very interesting for me to read. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back through the comments and try to make a reply, not for every comment, but definitely a sort of a general reply to answer most of those questions or add to so many of your thoughts. Before I begin, I've got to say, first of all, because I want to clear everything up, I don't want to make mysteries where none exist, because believe you me, there was enough energy at that castle coming through. I could have written books about it, and maybe I shall at some point, I don't know, because the energy is very much with me. But my daughter came with me on that visit, my eldest daughter, and she's very like me. She's very sensitive to energies. My youngest daughter is as well. We seem to have inherited that from my mother. But she's very sensitive to energies. And whilst I was filming, Cara stayed outside of the building. So she was outside and looking at the building and photographing a little bit, and just generally she was out there. I had to be on my own within the building because I didn't want any confluence of energies. I didn't want any energy moving in on my own. And I expect that a lot of you will understand here what I'm talking about, because energy is a very powerful force. And after all, it is our actual life force. But it doesn't die. Energy doesn't disappear. It doesn't die. So voices, now the voices part confuses me a little bit. A lot of you have said, "Oh, you heard voices." I wasn't in communication with my daughter whilst I was filming, and I know that she wasn't on her phone, because that's not how we roll when we go out together. It could have been down to the editing, I don't know. The video has stayed with me for 2 weeks before I've published it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to park that issue and say, okay, it's probably down to the editing. Let's just park that one there. And then that allows us to go into the nitty-gritty of the actual building and what I felt and the energy that I picked up on and the story that is emerging from that. So, right, I'm going to start. I'm going to work my way back on these comments. Now, those of you who haven't commented yet, because this is still, let me see now. I published this video yesterday. I think it was around about 6 or 7 o'clock, something like that. It was the evening anyway. So it hasn't even been up 24 hours yet. So there will be a lot more comments, but I'm just going to respond to the comments that are less than 24 hours old, all right? I'm going to read some of them because they're very interesting. So let's go. I won't mention names because some of the names are you know, quite complex here on YouTube. But you'll be able to source these comments yourself. Have a look at the comments underneath. I had a similar experience at Clun Castle ruins. I skipped time and remembered a life I had there. I looked out of one window space and burst into tears. That was my room. Most people will say I was mad, but what I felt was real. I just sobbed for 5 minutes. This particular comment resonates very deeply with me because, and I've mentioned this in videos from years ago, because of course I have been on YouTube now for 11 years, and for 11 years my videos were not monetized, just to let you know about that. I only recently, in the past month, decided to monetize because there was various reasons, but the most one, the more important one was that I was being shadow banned by YouTube. Anyway, let's just get that one out of the way. What got me was when she said, I just sobbed for 5 minutes. This has happened to me a lot here at Bealtaine Cottage. Walking the land, making videos. I would reach a point where I literally had to stop the video because I became overwhelmed with emotion and burst into tears. It's not a strange thing. I personally think over the years, and especially over the past 2 decades, this has become more and more common amongst women and heart-driven men. We are becoming more tuned in to the Earth's vibrational level. And alongside that, becoming tuned into the very Earth beneath our feet. And the Earth holds memory, as does water. And those memories are now reaching out to us. That's the only way I can describe it. I will go into depth with this perhaps in another podcast. There's so much I want to talk with you about. Really interesting. It sounds like you might have found an energy node point where both the male and female, or yin and yang energy lines, meet up on the land. The spirit guardian of the land, or a trapped, maybe buried, soul might be there and wanting to be released and realised you are sensitive to those energies. Do protect yourself, though. Sites of former battles are often troubled. Glencoe and Bannockburn are hard to visit for me personally. Let me just add to this comment here. I've been to Glencoe, and it was the most forlorn place on this earth I've ever visited. And the sadness that I felt on that day has stayed with me down through all the years. I think I was about 30 or 31 when I visited it. And there was nothing terrifying or anything like that, but the overwhelming sadness felt like a burden that I carried away. Now, back to the comment. The sense of loss in the land is overwhelming. That's for sure. Yes, I'm a Scot by birth. However, when you find an energy point that's positive, then wow. Just my experiences. Take care. Do let us know if you go back there. Now, I am going back. I feel compelled to go back. Now, what interests me is those of you who have actually picked up in this energy just from the video. Green Earth says, I got the sense of lots of warring going on in the past. It was a violent time. The woman met an untimely death. You can help her along with prayer and see her moving on with angels or according to your beliefs. You can do that remotely. Women were treated terribly in those days. A very interesting comment. Resonates deeply with me. Those of you who have read my book In Search of the Goddess Rising, where I detail some events from those times, and this castle was built in those times. James of Scotland was on the throne, and of course he was a deeply misogynistic man who not just brought in the witch trials but cheered them along. So yes, women lived in very precarious times, very dangerous times then. And I agree with you, Green Earth, they were treated terribly in those days. So a lot of this, I have not detailed, but written about and commented on and referenced, like I say, in my book, In Search of the Goddess Rising. Another very interesting comment. Radical Michelle says, not sure why, but I get a very strong Puritan type energy with the castle. Perhaps it's coldness. A definite contrast to the beauty of the surrounding landscape. Thank you for sharing, Colette. I'd be keen to hear of your follow-up. Now, like I said in the video, I will be going back. It will be after Imok. That's when the earth energies become very powerful. They start to become powerful again after the winter solstice. Because, of course, the sun, which is the life giver, draws the energies back up out of the earth. But Imok is when they are celebrated within the Celtic calendar. So I won't be going back then. Other comments relate to a child, maybe the death of a child. And of course, all of us know that our deepest, deepest, and sometimes most terrifying emotions are drawn out of us and manifest when we become mothers, or we become guardians of children, or even, you know, aunts, uncles, anything in relation to the child, the vulnerability, the need for protection, draws very deep emotions out of us. And I did pick up a sense of that, and it wasn't directly the sense of a child, but a sense of indignation, a sense of, it wasn't anger. And it's going to take me some time, you know, to work out all these emotions. And I have been writing down, you know, doing little brainstorms on paper about this, because I have to try to put everything into some kind of context and make sense of it. It's been very difficult doing that. And why there's been a delay in publishing the video, it was quite a difficult thing to... See, I'm kind of stumbling again over words, and I'm not known for stumbling over words. Here we go. Yes. Avenging Goddess says, also it seems King James VI and the First, so he was both the sixth and the first, was on the throne, which makes me think, which persecutions, I wonder. And of course, look, again, in relation to the book that I wrote, In Search of the Goddess Rising, I don't believe that women should ever be defined as witch. Witch, I don't even like the term witch. To me, it's a very accusatory word. It's a very powerful word, which seems to conjure up images of darkness and evil. Now, I'm not talking about myself. It doesn't do that for me, but I'm talking generally, the general population and the reaction to these words, because words are very powerful. Oh, and by the way, if any of you tuned into that video that I posted on YouTube, on the posts, The Alphabet versus the Goddess by Dr. Leonard Schlein, if you haven't yet done so, go back onto the posts, find the link and listen, because that's a very interesting lecture that Dr. Leonard Schlein, Goddess rest him, who's now gone from this earth, actually gave. There was a man who was so in touch with the whole feminine vibration and the history. I mean, God, a wonderful man. I'd love to have met him. But the Celts, although he doesn't touch on the Celts did not write anything down. When you write words down, you're manifesting a different energy. Words are very powerful. And again, I've spoken about this in videos and in blogs. I've been doing this now for well over 11, 12 years. Words are powerful. And written words can manifest a spell. It's not in the saying, it's in the writing. The Celts writ nothing down. The Celts wrote nothing down. I'm talking sometimes like my grandmother. They didn't write anything down. Someone says here, be careful. I was into a lot of stuff regarding cards, pendulums, etc. I ended up having a bad experience. I've never had any bad experiences because I don't give any credit to negative energies. I feel my own energy is strong enough to be able to explore other energies without any issues at all. And as you all know, again, fear is not within my own vocabulary. I think fear is a man-made construct. And sometimes it involves stupidity, putting oneself into the line of danger, or sometimes not understanding what it is you're working with or you're exploring. My energy has always protected me. In fact, my energy seems to be increasing rather than decreasing as I grew older. Certainly my physical energy is certainly increasing. I launch myself into some incredibly difficult tasks without even thinking about it. Now, this is another interesting comment because it does relate to the landscape, and the landscape is very important, especially in contrast to the castle. Sally West says, the road you travelled on is just beautiful, but although a beautiful old building, it felt a bit sinister, perhaps because of the feelings you were describing. So, I don't even think it felt sinister. It looked like a very dark, foreboding place. And it looked at odds with the landscape. There was something of a struggle within that building. And I'm not talking about, you know, human struggle. The building itself, seemed to fear the very landscape it was on. Now, how much energy do we give to buildings? A huge amount of energy. Massive. Where did those stones come from that the castle was built with? What was said before? I have spoken about... excuse me. It's early morning and I'm still sort of getting my voice. I have spoken before about a fairy fort local to me where stones were taken out of it and the family suffered huge bad luck until there was reparation to the fairies, to the she. That's another video which is somewhere amongst the 1400 videos on my channel. Let me see. An interesting sort of thread that's gone through the comments is those of you who carry ancestral memories or DNA from this very land. So that is spoken about a bit on here. You see, I'm just scrolling through these comments. I've read all of them. I haven't even deigned to comment on the comments, you know, writing, because I would have been up half the night doing that. So I've just put a like beside each comment just to let you know that I've read them. Oh, this is an interesting one. I think it's Jean or Jean Arnold. I rarely comment, but I felt compelled to say I felt very similar sensations while visiting the battleground at Culloden recently. Betrayal, overwhelming sadness, and a kind of longing beneath my feet. The feelings were strong enough to bring tears. I don't believe I was imagining it. You see how this theme is running through all these comments? This is quite real. Don't ever question your feelings. Your feelings represent more reality than what you perceive to be around you. Now, I don't want to let this podcast run on too long, because I have to upload it. Louise Lage. Dear Claire, I have watched and sat with your video and the images it revealed. The castle is dead. There is no life there anymore. However, there may be energy beneath it. The feminine energy you connected with came from another time, and may be your own energy being reflected back. Whether you had a past life there, I am uncertain, but I do feel that the feminine energy you connected with there does need to be released. Take with you trusted and knowledgeable woman of the earth. Release and bless her on her way. Very interesting comment, because I got the sense of that too. But as I said at the beginning, the feelings that I got kept kind of rushing at me, and I need even more time to try to understand them and make sense of them. Yeah, this is something, again, which is, well, every comment is interesting. Jennifer Castellick, I think that's how it's pronounced. The wild woolliness of the trees against the cold stones tells me a lot. The wild has not been killed there, and your observation of no bird songs. A great wrong happened here, an old wound that keeps infecting those who stray too near. And the beings who only need to be led into the light, they need to be allowed to know that they are welcome on the other side. Love is waiting. Step into the beautiful blue light. I am so honoured to watch this special honour be given to you, to release the spirits trapped here. I am feeling like small time will pass and you will hear birds there. Go you, and thanks for sharing. Now, quite a lot of the comments also relate to hearing a female whispering or a female's voice at various points. And again, that may have been because of the editing. I do not know. So I really have to leave that those comments quite open-ended there. I've lived here long enough at Bealtaine Cottage, and some of that time with my mother here, who was incredibly psychic, to know that everything is possible. Should I put it that way? Everything is possible. If we are going to live our lives regulated heavily by the laws of man, and I'm not talking about, you know, the kind of governing laws that keeps peace, etc., but the laws of man that says constantly thou shalt not, then we live in a very insular way, not really exploring our human journey. So I live by the very open energy that says everything is possible. It's quite simple. It's not complicated. It doesn't threaten anyone. That way, I remain open to all energies. I'll go with one more comment. Yes, this is alluding to the physical that we bring with us. So Deborah Van Winkle says, I myself would be tempted to bring sage and burn it in and around. But also I don't get those type of energies that you pick up. I always find that quite amazing. Well, I think that when we feel vulnerable in a situation or a place, then whatever tools we have to hand, and some would describe them as weapons, I wouldn't. I don't think there's anything to do battle with. But I think, should we say, assistance. Whatever assistance we can bring with us to help us explore a certain path. I mean, it could be as simple as a torch on a dark night, okay? But whatever we can bring with us or feel that will enable us or empower us can only be a good thing. There are a couple of things that I will be bringing back to the castle. And I'll talk about that after I make the video relating to that, because I will make another video when I go back there around Imok. Gosh, I'm just tempted to keep reading. Okay, I'm going to finish now with this one comment by Gail Elizabeth England. Friends and I have worked together in many places to help meet the needs of those that have been left behind. Now, this resonates with me because I know this has happened historically down through the ages. I sense you're on the right track here. She needs to be freed and released to cross over properly, to get on with her soul's journey. I don't want to say more here other than blessings to you, dear Colette. So I'm finishing on that note. It's going to be interesting to keep reading these comments, because whatever comment you make on any of the videos, even videos that are 10 years old and more, I get to read them, because the way that I've set up my comment section allows me to read every comment that comes in. Doesn't matter on what video it's been left on. There's a lot to think about, a lot to meditate on, and as far as this being the first video of this playlist, which I'm going to be entitling Fairywood Cottage, again, because I've explained this before, how all those stories started in the Fairywood here, and the energy from the Fairywood, and the discovering, the releasing of the sacred water in the fairy wood, which now flows through my land. So taking all of those into consideration, Fairy Wood Cottage seems to be a very good title for this playlist. So I'm going to get the playlist established over the next few days and make sure then that it's easy accessible, because these videos represent something outside of Bealtaine Cottage, but something that started here at Bealtaine Cottage. So on that note, I'm going to say blessings to you all. Have a lovely day. It's very cold and frosty here this morning. There is a white frost all over the land. And I need to go out and put some food out for those birds, because it's a hungry morning for them. So blessings to you all. And there is another book that I've written, which again touches on some of the energies that we've been talking about, and that is Walking Between Worlds. And you'll find them here on this website in the menu. The books and other things are all there. So blessings to you all, my friends. Have a lovely day. I'm going to be going over to see my brother Hugh. It was his birthday yesterday, and I got so caught up with doing stuff, and I had some visitors as well, and I had this video to put out, you know, how to do the editing and whatnot. So I'm going to go over there to see him today with a fine bottle of a rare old Irish whiskey. That's a fine way to celebrate one's birthday. Blessings to you all.